This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A new nonprofit is working to unite and grow Cleveland's music scene. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about Sixth City Sounds, which launched this summer by bringing local music to the public, whether in a coffee shop or bus stop. On a bright, hot afternoon earlier this month, Cleveland singer-songwriter Rachel Short set up a microphone and amp and performed songs with her acoustic guitar while commuters mulled around University Circle's Little Italy Rapid Station.
I'm so tired of all the garbage I see on TV, yeah. Everyone's a newscaster with the next big story.
I've done my share of busking over the years.
She wasn't busking on this day. Short, who's been playing local gigs for nearly 20 years, was invited by Sixth City Sounds, a new nonprofit that's helping to make local artists more visible and attract new ones to what was once the nation's sixth largest city. One of its founders, Jeanette Sangston, says they partnered with the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority for a summer pop-up concert series.
You know, maybe not everybody is going to the record stores or going to, you know, local shows. Could be on a bus, on a train, or in a shelter, and you'll just show up. And it's another way of bringing the music to the people.
Rachel Short says she's played everywhere from subway stations to street corners. But she says this concert was special.
Got lots of thumbs up from the passersby and building like this camaraderie, which is exactly what we need. We need these types of things to keep the community that we have relevant and fruitful and growing and evolving.
In addition to hearing live music, Sixth City Sounds wants to make it easier for people to support local artists through their Clee music shelves. Similar to the displays you'd find at Starbucks, there's CDs of local bands at area businesses. You'll find albums by this Cleveland band, Mahalos, along with hip-hop duo Fresh Produce and Akron Rockers' Ohio Weather Band, at University Circle's Coquette, Canopy Collective, and Whiskey Great Clothing. The plan is to rotate artists and locations, and all proceeds from CD sales go back to the musicians. Musician Rachel Short says efforts like this can help to unite the local music community where it can be tough to get noticed.
You make these connections and you form these relationships, and when something comes about, people remember you, you know what I mean? And they pull you in because we're all like a family.
And Sixth City's Jeanette Sangston says her hope is that they can continue to grow that family.
You can feel it. You actually can feel it. It's a tangible energy right now that's in the city. Artists that are looking to record and might be going to Paris or to New York or to Nashville, come instead to Cleveland and really create a music identity for themselves here.
A key component of Sixth City Sounds is its website that's a one-stop shop for the music industry. There's information from where to record and produce music in Cleveland to businesses that can create posters and album cover art. And it's also a community forum where artists can add resources they know about and grow the database.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
You can find links to Sixth City Sounds at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.
Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.